6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Wednesday, August 10th, 2022, on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you, and a pleasure to have you on board, because we are trying to wake up as many people as we can before the unthinkable happens again. We are approaching the midterms, and all of a sudden, you know, Pandora's box opened again, and what do we have? Monkey shines. Yeah. Actually, they have a new name for it politically. It's called donkey pox, created by the Democrats, you know, because of the donkey symbol. You know, did we all get that? Where's we the sheeple? Remember last hour we were talking about IRS audits? And how did your audit go for it? Not bad. Yeah, we the sheeple. You know, see, this is why we the people. And see, we have some very, very smart listeners here in our audience. They get it. They understand what's going on. But the idea is we got to wake more people up, because there's too many people with cognitive dissonance that just can't get it around their head. I don't even want to say in their thick skull. But there's so many people out there that just can't wrap their head around the idea that this entire nonsense that happened in the last 2 years was all an effort to depopulate America and the world. And we have so many people coming out and saying and calling it what it is, genocide, eugenics. That's what it is. And see, there are frontline people out there, like our next guest here on the show, that actually set up public charities. Truthforhealth.org is one of them. VivaLifeCenter.com is another. Dr. Elizabeth Lee Valit is with us. And I'm telling you, she used to be the director for the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons. She got a Medal of Honor recipient for Ellis Island. I mean, there's so many things that she has done. She got her MD degree and internship in internal medicine at Eastern Virginia Medical School and completed specialty training at Johns Hopkins. She earned BS and master's degrees from College of William and Mary. I mean, she's got a long history of her relationships with what's going on in America. She has consumer health books, which, I don't know, this is some interesting titles here, like It's My Ovaries, Stupid, Screaming to Be Heard, Hormonal Connections Women Suspect and Doctors Still Ignore, Women, Weight, and Hormones, The Savvy Woman's Guide to PCOS, The Savvy Woman's Guide to Great Sex, Strength, and Stamina. She's presented hundreds of professional CME programs for physicians and allied health professionals. And we are so happy to have her here on the Power Hour for the next hour to take your phone calls and discuss what is to become of this so-called newest threat to medical freedom that Sleepy Joe, who I call Scarecrow, if he only had a brain. Monkeypox, this national emergency. There aren't that many cases out there, Dr. Valit. Welcome to the show. I want to get in headlong to this thing. How is this going to be our next threat?
Well, several ways, Dave, and thank you so much for having me. You have an incredible program. I think I've been on with you in the past during the Obamacare fight when I was doing a lot of work for AAPS at that time. And now with the pandemic, in the last 2.5 years, I've been out there swinging on trying to get patients treatment quickly and keep them out of the hospital. You know, I was working alongside Dr. McCullough and Dr. Zelenko and all of the early treatment doctors in my practice, and I didn't have any patients go in the hospital, and I didn't have any patients die of COVID because we all were treating them early. And the people who were blocking the treatment, Fauci and the bureaucrats in the three-letter agencies, FDA and CDC, and Fauci, for example, at NIH, were the same people that were blocking treatment for the AIDS patients when Fauci came on the scene with AIDS in the 1980s, and he blocked treatment for the AIDS patients, preventing doctors from using simple antibiotics to treat the pneumonia that occurred in the immunocompromised AIDS patients. And he's done the same thing with the COVID viral illness, and he's doing the same blockage of effective treatment for the limited cases of monkeypox, and they're making monkeypox to be something as an emergency for the world when it's a disease 98% transmitted by men having sex with men and multiple sexual partners, mostly anonymous sex, and then bisexual men spreading it by semen and infecting women through the vaginal mucosa. So we're looking at a disease that, bottom line, is transmitted by promiscuous sex among men having sex with men, and World Health Organization, a man with no medical training, declares it a worldwide public health emergency of international concern. Now, Biden administration, run by the puppet masters behind him, since we know his brain is not functioning normally, and now they are declaring that an emergency across the United States, when less than 1% of us really have to worry about it if you're not in the 98% of men having sex with men as the primary transmission. So I want your listeners to know, first of all, monkeypox could easily be stopped, far easier than the common cold or influenza, and certainly it's not a respiratory virus like COVID, or the influenza. So there are ways to avoid getting infected with monkeypox that do not require experimental medicines that have a lot of potential side effects and hardly any safety data, or the monkeypox smallpox vaccine that they are rolling out and pushing in New York and San Francisco and liberal California. And this smallpox monkeypox vaccine already has a known risk of myocarditis, the heart inflammation that can cause sudden death, and that is occurring with the COVID shot. So, Dave, we're setting up a perfect storm, and it's like putting gasoline on a fire to give a monkeypox vaccine on top of the COVID shot that already caused myocarditis, pericarditis, brain inflammation, damage to the ovaries and testicles, and now they're trying to push the monkeypox vaccine. That's one issue, but there's a whole other set of problems that very few people are talking about, and that is the fact that the Department of Defense, in the National Defense Authorization Act of 2022, they have moved the public health response under the Department of Defense. And Secretary of Defense appointed by Biden, Lloyd Austin, has already given an order for compulsory vaccination and use of force. And that order is sitting there in the wings, waiting to be used. And our concern is that they're setting up monkeypox as the Trojan horse for all the people that didn't get the COVID shot, and they're making, the plan is to make monkeypox compulsory, administered by the Department of Defense, which means using our military in ways that our founders prohibited in the Posse Comitatus Act. Military, U.S. military is not to be used as a domestic police force. Yet that's what, under the radar, they're setting up.
That's sad. We're going to get into this discussion a little more in depth here. Dave in New York, you're on the phone with Dr. Elizabeth Vliet. What say you, sir? I guess we lost Dave. All right. So this is the thing. You're talking, and we know about Posse Comitatus because in order for example, what happened in Waco, because that very thing, they must be doing drugs. They're dealing drugs there, so we have a right to interdict. All they have to do is demonize whoever is not cooperative, and the rest of America falls in line. The thing is that are we going to face another spate of lawsuits to stop this?
Well, you know, the lawsuits are good, but they take too long. And we don't yet have enough wins in the court of law to stop the abuse that's still going on in the U.S. military, because our foundation is providing legal defense grants for many of our U.S. service members who have their constitutional rights completely trampled upon by the Department of Defense leadership and by the commanders who have not had the courage to refuse to carry out unlawful orders. These are unlawful orders that our military service members are being given to take the COVID shot because it's an experimental gene therapy agent. It is not FDA approved. There are no FDA approved versions of the COVID shot available to anybody in the United States or on our military bases. The military service members are being lied to. They're being forced out of the military. The good people, the trained people, the experienced people, those who stand for their oaths to the Constitution, their religious convictions, all of those people are being purged from the military, leaving a group of robots and yes men who answer to unlawful orders. It's very chilling. And when you look at the fact that the immediate past president of the United States of America had his home and personal space, personal safe, raided by the FDA, the FBI, something that has never happened in the history of this country. Look at all of the classified documents that Hillary Clinton was known to have in her possession when she left the State Department. No raid of her property. Look at the documents, 30 million or more, that Obama took with him when he left office and kept hidden, kept secret, not released to the presidential library or to the public. None of that has been disclosed. None of that has been raided. And yet they went after the former president, who was cooperating with threats of investigation and had lawyers providing documents. And suddenly they get a warrant from a local federal judge to raid his home and his personal safe. This is a very chilling time in America. This is what they do in Venezuela and North Korea and communist China and the old Soviet Union.
Banana republics.
The banana republics and the communist dictatorships, Marxist dictatorships. America, we are on the verge of no return from this totalitarian takeover of our country. So, Dave, your Power Hour listeners need to get vocal and loud in their local communities and with their elected representatives. And I am saying right here, we need to follow the example that Martin Luther King set for all of us in the 1960s with the peaceful civil disobedience and peaceful resistance to tyranny. When they come and say you've got to take this monkeypox shot, noncompliance is going to be your best solution. We've got to stand our ground against tyranny.
Well, I mean, I would like to think that that's the orderly way of doing things because we're supposed to be a peaceful society. But given the statements of Thomas Jefferson and Patrick Henry and our founding fathers who put together a republic, and to the republic, not the democracy for which it stands. And it's one of these things that I look at, Dr. Vliet, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, my motto was come with a jab, leave with a bullet. Because they're not sticking that thing in me. I've never even taken a swab, given the stuff that Dr. Kerry Mate and others have looked at under a microscope. Dave Martin's looked at all of the various patents. TimeToFreeAmerica.com has exposed a lot of these patents. And if you read them and you see the mRNA technology, Dr. Malone has gone crazy over the stuff and said, look, this is abuse. And now finally, we have researchers that have come out and admitted COVID is a bioweapon. And people are just like, huh? You know, it's like, we told you this. I told you this years ago when this thing first started, that we were being attacked with a bioweapon, and it's not, we're not done with it yet. And people are not preparing, and they're not treating this bioweapon, which could stay in our system until we get rid of every bloody last spike protein. And that's the entire population doing this in conjunction with each other. Would that be a fair statement, Dr. Valik?
Well, yes, but I will say this. I am personally treating vaccine-injured patients in my medical practice, which is separate from the public charity that I'm president and CEO of Truth for Health Foundation, which actually was started 14 years ago for the different war when the government was trying to suppress hormone therapy for women. And then I reactivated it in 2021 for the fight against hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and medical freedom. So we're still dealing with the same issues 14 years later, but different medicines and different illnesses. And here we are seeing, I'm treating vaccine injury patients in my medical practice. We are doing educational programs every week, faith over fear, planning for the chaos ahead, your roadmap to recovery. Every week, 8 o'clock on Thursday nights, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time via Zoom. You can register on our website. We have the vaccine injury treatment guide. We have the early COVID treatment guide. All of these are free in the public charity for people to download. We'd like your support financially to keep our work going, but we are making these educational materials free for those who don't have the means to donate and support us. But we've got 5G and your health resources. We have chlorine dioxide resources on the website, all the podcasts, the educational programs every week, planning for what lies ahead. What are your preparations? What are your medicines you need to get on hand? What are the supplements, nutraceuticals? How do you plan long-range storage of food to have food supplies? All of these things, we are very practically teaching people the action steps they need to take. So there are many of us that are trying to help people prepare. And I thank you for this time to share all of this information with your audience, because your audience is likely the very people who want to know how to get the resources to get prepared for what's coming.
Really, and we appreciate that, Dr. Valik, because we normally send out an email blast, and it has all this information on here as far as the truthforhealth.org patient guide, patient treatment guide. And, of course, if they go to the Dr. Valik's truthforhealth.org site, all of it's on there that you can do to register and participate in the Zoom hearings, get more information. We go to the phones. Alan in Texas, another talk show host, Dr. Valik. See, everybody's getting in on this thing. We all want to know what's going on. We're trying to get to the truth and share it with as many people as we can. Alan, what say you?
Yeah, good afternoon, Dave, and your guest. You know, about the simplest way, I was sitting here thinking, you know, I've listened a lot, learned a lot, and I'll try to be sure, but it's about the simplest I can put it is they're attempting, and they're doing a pretty good job at replacing competence and common sense with compliance and obedience. They would prefer to have voluntary obedience and compliance, but it's, you know, with your story about, you know, the 26,000, you know, pistols for the IRS being confiscated, you know, and all this stuff. If that is true, but, you know, we can see the militarization of all these agencies, all these organizations, and they are doing a very fine job at creating a very obedient and compliant society. I mean, all the people that took these shots did not even think about it. They throw a little fear out, and fear is a very effective weapon, and they understand perfectly how the human ticks, how we work. And they have driven common sense is the main thing. People don't even stop to think, well, is this real or is this Memorex, you know? It's very, the people that are doing this are very good. What are your thoughts on that?
Dr. Oh,
I think you're exactly right. And they are, not only that, the propaganda techniques that they are using are absolutely designed to weaponize fear and go to the emotional response to bypass the cognitive part of the brain that kicks in with common sense and questioning and competence. Because those are higher brain functions. They're going to the emotional system, the limbic system, fear, terror. My child's going to die if I don't get this vaccine. No, your child may die with the shot for COVID. COVID doesn't kill children unless the child was already sick with this cystic fibrosis or lung disease or diabetes. I mean, it just makes me crazy what they're doing with the propaganda techniques. You're right, Alan. They're very good at it. They're very organized. They're very lockstep. And they dominate the media. And people are saturated in it, the negative false information, like tea bags in hot water.
Right. And they have infiltrated basically every aspect of our society and our lives, not just in this country, but this is on a global scale. Like I said, the people doing this are very intelligent, and they've worked at it long term, slowly and insidiously, and it's gotten down to where every aspect of our lives is ruled by some type of, you know, ordinance, law, you know, permit, fee, regulation, something. So anyway, I love your show, Dave. Love your guest. I'll let you get on with your show. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it, Alan. Thanks for your call. And this is the thing, you know, to add on to what you were just saying, you know, we already know that they want to isolate, and this is what they're doing. They're testing this plan, even if they have, as we've been discussing here, they've researched it multiple times. We're going to have Dr. Belit with us after this short break at the bottom of the hour to continue this conversation about where this entire scenario could end up, and will it end up coming into play right before the election? Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Resvital Calf, Sinuoraga, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregarest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
This craft that the Strokes family had of recognizing the medicinal value of herbs by taste and then putting formulas together, knowing the herbal ingredients they needed, but putting them together in perfect proportion by taste, just like a chef would, the Strauss Heart Drops, the world-famous Strauss Heart Drops that saved my life, Jim Strauss's and many others, my dad, my list goes on and on. But those Heart Drops, they were developed, created 40 years ago for Jim himself after a heart attack. Now, this formula fixed my high blood pressure over 20 years ago, and I have had great blood pressure since.
Call Jay at 877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Wednesday, the 10th of August, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour with Dr. Elizabeth Valeet. She has a website called truthforhealth.org. We've been in discussion about the future of America and this new alleged public health emergency of international concern. Yeah, the acronym for that is FAKE. Go figure that out. Keith in Oklahoma, you're on the phone on the Power Hour. What say you?
Well, Dave, nice talking to you. I'm just saying, again, thanks for taking my call. I'm really glad we're on this topic here. And I was wondering if, you know, the doctor could elaborate or articulate more than I can how the medical industry has been financially incentivized, you know, with COVID for diagnosis, treatment, you know, and such. And because I get this a lot from my family and friends, well, you know, the doctors wouldn't lie and, you know, things like this. And with them being financially incentivized, yes, they would. And
Could you elaborate on that a bit? I get that. And before Dr. Valeet responds to that, I'm going to thank you for that question. That's huge because, one, we have it on an archive. You know we archive it, and you can send it to your family and let them listen to Dr. Valeet's response. Dr. Valeet, go ahead.
Well, the hospitals were incentivized in multiple ways financially under the CARES Act and under covered measures, countermeasures in the PrEP Act. And when we look at the many billions of dollars that went into the coffers of these hospitals for following the prescribed treatment, COVID death protocol, I call it, because the COVID protocol in hospitals was limited to remdesivir and ventilators, basically, and they were prohibiting other forms of treatment that were effective for the viral syndrome. Those incentives were so enormous that essentially the hospital administrators silenced the doctors who try and fired many of them who tried to speak out. Let's name a couple of them. Number one, the hospitals were incentivized to and paid for by the government to do the COVID PCR test on every person who walked through the door in the emergency room or people who came for any procedures, admission, whatever, for any reason. So they did the COVID PCR test. The government paid for the test. If the test was positive, the hospital gets a bonus, and the hospital can set the cycle threshold for the test so that increases the likelihood of a positive test, false positive. So they're incentivized for that. If the patient is admitted to the hospital, they get a bonus payment on a COVID admission. They get a 20% bonus payment on the entire hospital bill if they use remdesivir and prohibit the use of other ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and corticosteroids, for example. Then, if the patient went on a ventilator, which most of them did by the time they were restricted on fluids and caused kidney damage, and they were given remdesivir that causes kidney damage, so then they end up on a ventilator, they get an extra payment for the ventilator use. And then when the patient dies, which over 80% of them did, if they were given remdesivir and put on a ventilator and other treatment was withheld, then they get an incentive payment for the COVID death on the certificate, death certificate. And then the coroner got a bonus payment for handling a COVID patient. All the way around at every step of the process, and the outpatient doctors employed by the hospital health systems got merit pay. It's called value-based incentive pay, for based upon how high the percentage of vaccinated patients they were able to achieve in their outpatient practice. So the outpatient doctors who are employed by the hospitals, by the large health systems, and these big conglomerate corporate groups, they all got value-based incentive pay from the government based on how many people they could talk into getting the COVID shots. All the way around, it was very sinister. It was, I wrote several editorials about the COVID death protocol, and this was an evolution of what was the complete live system that Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, Obama's White House Chief Health Policy Advisor in the Obamacare days, he was the architect of Obamacare, and he made multiple presentations and published papers saying that medical care should be rationed for those under age 15, because they haven't had a complete life, and those over age 50, because they've already had a complete life, and therefore we should ration medical care for those groups of people. So that is the same policy that became the COVID protocol that was leading to such high death rates in our hospitals. And again, all paid for by the government. I did an article on it called Biden's Bounty on Your Life. And that's essentially what it has been.
That's pretty scary stuff.
Yes, I appreciate that.
Yeah, Keith, that was a great question.
That comprehensive breakdown is great. And you know, that's what I'm saying when I speak to people. You know, that's what I say. I'm trying to break this spell to get. And that's what I think it is a spell. You know, you're hypnotized. You know, there's just, you know, the medical industry is, you know, the god of, you know, it seems like, a, you know, every decision made, we must obey, we must follow, and doctors won't lie, and this and that.
Well,
and
I'm telling you, the medical profession in the United States has been corrupted, and the doctors that are employed by these large corporate entities, whether it's hospital or health system, those doctors that have stood in the corner and not spoken truth to their patients about these risks will be held accountable by God on Judgment Day, and they should hang their head in shame. I don't know how they sleep at night. They have lied to their patients. When they said these vaccines were safe and effective, they were lying to their patients because Pfizer's own data showed they were not safe and they were not effective at preventing transmission or hospitalization. And people who are getting COVID now are those who've been fully vaccinated and had several boosters as well. It's the vaccinated people who have an immune deficiency syndrome now, and they are not handling other viral illnesses, and they're getting COVID, they're getting RSV virus, they're getting CMV virus, EBV virus, they're getting mycoplasma pneumonia. I'm seeing them in my practice. I'm treating them. I know this is real.
Well, the thing is, I had this thought. I'm sorry, Dave. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say the price tag from previous conversations we have had with victims that are being treated in this way. I'm hearing numbers, and Dr. Valit, you may have a more accurate number than I do. The incentives could go as high as $300,000 per patient going into a death
camp.
Hospital.
And they can go higher. Let's say the patient was a COVID patient in an ICU. Let's say they were in the ICU I know of some families that had an ICU patient, loved one, for 2.5 months, 3 months now. That's unusual. Normally they don't live that long. But if they are in the ICU that long and the hospital bill is let's say, $750,000 to $950,000 for the total hospitalization. You do the math, 20% of that, if they got remdesivir, the hospital gets 20% of that whole bill as a bonus for having given remdesivir. Do the math on that. It's staggering.
That's scary.
So the longer the hospitals pay, the higher the hospital bill. If they've used remdesivir, that hospital is raking in 20% of the entire bill on every patient that they treated that way. Every patient.
Well, it's definitely incentivized to me, Keith. I don't know about you.
Yes, it is. Yes. Yeah, for sure. I had just one more question here.
I named it Biden's bounty on your life because this has escalated under the Biden administration.
No, for sure. You touched on the PCR test earlier about how many times you cycle it. Would you agree with the statement that when I always hear these, tested, confirmed test, if PCR testing would have stopped, would that stop the pandemic? And meaning that if there were no fake tests, there would be no pandemic. Would that be an adequate,
I think they definitely use the PCR test as a way of ginning up fear to drive the message of the pandemic. No question, the PCR test was never intended to be a diagnostic test. It's not specific. I haven't recommended a PCR test for patients in the last 2.5 years. It's not reliable. You make the diagnosis based on the clinical symptoms that the patient has and other laboratory markers of inflammation and things that we routinely test for when we're testing blood tests for people who are sick. PCR test was never intended to be diagnostic. It's not specific for COVID. You can pick up, if it's cycled at high enough, and some of the hospitals were cycling it 48 times, you can pick up a particle of a coronavirus from a cold you had years ago. If you're doing 48 cycles, it shouldn't be any more than 19, according to the experts.
Right, and it's amazing how this has become a standard where, again, back to how back to the medical industry has gotten, so is the PCR test, which is crazy.
Well, if you want to know something even more ludicrous, they're using a PCR to test chickens for avian flu and using that as a way to justify slaughtering millions of poultry supplies and poultry in this country. And they come in there with the federal government agents to do an inspection on a poultry processing company. I mean, Tyson Foods has been through some of this, and so have many others. We've lost over 100 food processing plants just in the spring of 2022 alone. Millions of chickens and turkeys have been slaughtered under the guise of a bird with avian flu based on a nonspecific and flawed, unreliable PCR test. The public doesn't pay attention to what's going on here. They are deliberately sabotaging our food supply, which is one reason we're doing the Faith Over Fear seminars every week, teaching people how to get prepared to be self-sufficient and resilient with the chaos that's being orchestrated.
Okay, so the other thing I'm wondering about, because of the fact Dr. Mate has gone in and looked under the microscope, there's some stuff in the PCR test itself that Keith might want to be able to relate to, and we can relate to others, that was very nefarious looking, like that might not have contained some of the actual virus itself, or has that been dismissed by the frontline doctors?
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm not quite sure that could you clarify your question, please?
Okay. There's apparently, from what we're hearing, like metallic particles, graphene oxide, other things inside the PCR test that when they shove it up into the cribriform plate, contaminate the cribriform plate and allow this graphene oxide and various other mRNA-based particle matter into the blood, and basically break the blood-brain barrier. Have you heard anything like that?
Yes, I have heard those claims. I don't have a way to vet them. And as I said, I don't recommend getting the PCR test. A good doctor should make the diagnosis on clinical grounds. And certainly, a swab should never be thrust that forcefully or that high into the nasal passage that you risk damaging the cribriform plate and infecting the brain. That's gross negligence if that's happening. And as far as what's been claimed to be found under the microscope, I have no way to verify that. But my point to your listeners is not to continue to add to the fear with those claims, but to teach people that they're peaceful resistance. You don't have to comply with all of these PCR tests. You don't have to thrust a nasal swab up your nose. You have a right. These are EUA products. You have a right under the U.S. Constitution and under the Nuremberg Code to refuse any experimental treatment. The masks are experimental for COVID. PCR tests are experimental. None of these are FDA approved. They're all EUA. You can read it on the boxes. This goes back to Alan's comment. People have abandoned competence and common sense. Read the box. There is no surgical mask on the market that is approved to prevent viral transmission for COVID. It says so on the boxes. There is no PCR test. There is no nasal swab that is approved to diagnose COVID. Read the box. Read the label. Don't just willingly submit. You have a right to ask these questions. We have two lawsuits that we're filing with the federal court in the month of August that are based upon defending these rights to refuse EUA, emergency use authorization products. That's not just the COVID shot. It's the PCR test. It's the mask. It's everything. All of this is a smokescreen, and the public has just been led like sheep to the slaughter. So point number one is that. Number two, the COVID shots cause an immune deficiency syndrome. And the damage from the COVID shots is the same kind of damage, inflammation, neurologic, heart, immune disruption, blood clots, the same damage that we see with electromagnetic radiation such as 5G, even 4G at certain frequencies and intensities. So you have overlap of symptoms that are not a diagnosis. What they claim are skin lesions from monkeypox could just as easily be skin lesions from damage to the skin integrity and immune system with the COVID shot. The symptoms are nonspecific, and the public has to wake up and stop being so compliant on every latest fear-mongering that comes along. And the treatments are pretty similar across the board. You treat inflammation, you help boost the immune system, you provide neuroprotection, oxidative stress relief, and you reduce the risk of blood clots. These are basic medical principles we've used my whole career. These are in our vaccine injury treatment guide, and it applies to these other conditions. So I don't think it's a helpful discussion to get into the latest speculation that people come out with new theories. Snake venom is treated the same way, ultimately, that I'm talking about in all these other things. It's causing inflammation and dysregulation of the immune system, neurologic pathways, and regulation of blood clotting and bleeding. So you've got a group of treatments that work for this cluster of problems that can be caused by many different causes. So that's my common sense approach in medicine.
Yeah, I get that, Dr. Valete. I'm surprised now. Dr. Artis has been on the show multiple times. He is the one that brought up the snake venom. We've had other people on the show that actually were talking about snake venom way before Dr. Artis, and apparently it took him 5 months to realize that he had been contacted by another doctor that already came up with that conclusion. I just went on and registered for your Zoom call on truthforhelp.org, and this is called Faith Over Fear. And this is one of the things that I think most of my listeners probably are going to want to check out. The frontline doctors, I'm not sure, you know, how much they were paying attention to Jean-Luc Montagnier, the late Nobel laureate, when he identified 4% of the COVID virus as HIV. I'm not sure, you know, because of the fact that it is a recombinant strain virus, according to Dr. Robert Strecker from research done back in the 70s, where AIDS can basically spin off 655 trillion different recombinant variants. And this is why we're seeing variants here. I don't know how deep diving the science is and your organizations are into this, Dr. Valete. Is there any truth to what Dr. Montagnier was saying, that this has AIDS, 4% of it has AIDS in it? I mean, we've all been infected with AIDS if we've had COVID then.
No, let me clarify something. Dr. Montagnier came out with brilliant work, and he died, a very, very reputable researcher. I don't have a way in private clinical practice to replicate what he found. So let me say this. As a practicing doc treating patients, I am seeing across the board those people who have gotten the COVID shots are getting sick with COVID more than the unvaccinated. They are getting sick with other viruses more than the unvaccinated. Their cancers are coming back. Their autoimmune disorders are flaring up. I have lots of patients that treat with autoimmune thyroid disorder, for example, and they were stable. They get the COVID shot, and suddenly their autoimmune thyroid disorder is raging out of control again. All of the points that Dr. Montagnier and Geert Vandenbosch and others have been making about how the COVID shots themselves, mass vaccination, lead to the development of more variants, lead to immune suppression, lead to people getting sicker. All of those things, I don't have any question, are accurate. I'm seeing it in my practice. And I've had to revise my practice to do, I'm now doing a whole panel of viral titers for about five different viruses that when somebody calls and says, I have COVID, my laboratory panel now includes all these inflammatory markers, other viral titers, mycoplasma pneumonia titers, because those all require slightly different approaches to treatment. Everything that people say is COVID based on that stupid PCR test that's not, I keep saying, it's not reliable, it's not specific. My patients are coming back with positives on Epstein-Barr or monovirus. They're coming positive with cytomegalovirus, herpes, shingles, respiratory syncytial virus, mycoplasma pneumonia. I'm having to treat all of these other illnesses in the patients who've gotten vaccinated. And I can't tell you how many of my patients who had a cancer that was in remission, they get the shot, they get the boosters, their cancer's back. It's these shots are damaging the immune system. No matter how it's happening, which I'm not the scientist in the laboratory. I'm the practicing doc in the field. I can't verify what the scientists in the laboratory are saying is the cause. I'm telling you the end result in the field. Patients who've gotten vaccinated are sicker. Their cancers are coming back. Their autoimmune disorders are coming back. Their immune system is damaged. They have a vaccine-induced immune dysfunction or immune deficiency syndrome. HIV virus is only one cause of an acquired immune deficiency syndrome. Radiation can do it. Environmental chemicals can do it. Immune suppressing drugs can do it. There are many causes of acquired immune deficiency syndrome. HIV virus is one of many. This COVID shot is causing an immune deficiency syndrome in patients. No question. I am treating it. I see it.
I believe you. And not only that, but now we have a new condition called SADS, sudden adult death syndrome, which is, I think, the medical profession, the medical tyranny people, it's their way of covering up vaccine injuries that become
causing
terminal.
Death. You are exactly right. I did a whole radio show on that. It is absolutely abhorrent that they are covering up the seriousness of this vaccine-induced death syndrome. Early death, sudden adult death due to vaccine injury is what's happening. And they are lying about it when they say they don't know.
Well, we know they know, Dr. Valete. And we appreciate you coming on the show. We're going to have you back on again. Thank you so much. God bless you for the work you're doing, Dr. Valete. Keep on fighting the good fight here. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We are out of time today. Thank you for listening. Share this with your friends. In the meantime, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.